Good morning. Welcome. Welcome back to me. We had a good time in Florida with our oldest son and his wife, and I will firmly say there is no place like home. I enjoyed the trip. I enjoyed our time with them, but there is nothing like being home. Let me invite you this morning to turn to your neighbor, your neighbors, and say, it is good to be known. Today we are coming to what is our final prayer in our summer journey through the Psalms, songs for the journey, these ancient prayers for ordinary days, prayers that have taken us all kinds of places, places of longing and stillness, places of uncertainty and doubt and worry, places of great joy and deep sorrow, places of overwhelming hope. And all along the way, we have been invited over and over again. These songs, these prayers are inviting us to bring our whole selves into the presence of God. Not the self we think we should be, not the masks that we sometimes wear, but who we are. And perhaps that makes Psalm 139 a good place for us to wrap up, because not only is this a prayer about what it means to be known, this is a prayer about what it means to be held. And so if you have a Bible near you, page 444, if it's one of the church Bibles, Psalm 139, the words will be on the screen next to me as well, and I've invited Roger to come up, and he graciously said yes. Give him some grace. He's not used to being up in front a whole lot. So we will be kind to him. Psalm 139 in its entirety, and then we'll pray, and then we'll see where it takes us today.
I'm humbled this morning to read these words from the 139th Psalm. There is no portion of the Bible that makes me squirm more than the 139th Psalm, and you can see that in the very first verse. O Lord, you have searched me, and you know me. You know when I sit and when I rise. You perceive my thoughts from afar. You discern my going out and my lying down. You are familiar with all my ways. Before a word is on my tongue, you know it completely, O Lord. You hem me in behind and before. You have laid your hand upon me. Such knowledge is too wonderful for me, too lofty for me to attain. Where can I go from your spirit? Where can I flee from your presence? If I go up to the heavens, you are there. If I make my bed in the depths, you are there. If I rise on the wings of the dawn, if I settle on the far side of the sea, even there your hand will guide me. Your right hand will hold me fast. If I say, surely the darkness will hide me and the light become night around me, even the darkness will not be dark to you. The night will shine like the day, for darkness is as light to you. For you created my inmost being. You knit me together in my mother's womb. I praise you because I am fearfully and wonderfully made. Your works are wonderful. I know that full well. My frame was not hidden from you when I was made in the secret place, When I was woven together in the depths of the earth, your eyes saw my unformed body. All the days ordained for me were written in your book before one of them came to be. How precious to me are your thoughts, O God. How vast is the sum of them. Were I to count them, they would outnumber the grains of the sand. When I awake, I am still with you. If only you would slay the wicked, O God, away from you, you bloodthirsty men. They speak of you with evil intent. Your adversaries misuse your name. Do I not hate those who hate you, O Lord, and abhor those who rise up against you? I have nothing but hatred for them. I count them my enemies. Search me, O God, and know my heart. Test me and know my anxious thoughts. See if there is any offensive way in me, and lead me in the way everlasting.
God, as we once again gather together, gather around these ancient words, give us just now the courage to lean in, the grace to remain open, the humility to hear and to see, hearts that are willing to be searched and known. And lead us then in your way. This we pray in Jesus' name. Amen. So all of us, somewhere on the inside, we want someone to know who we are. And all of us on that same inside are afraid someone might know who we are. And that is the tension the psalmist leans into today. Beginning first off, you have searched me. That's from the Hebrew hakar. Means to explore, to examine, to investigate, to inspect, to analyze in great detail. And so this is not a passing glance, right? This goes deep. This goes deep beneath the surface. You have searched me, Lord, and you know me, yada, a word we have talked about over the years. This is not information. This is not knowing information. This is not a head knowledge. This is a relational knowing. This is experiential. This speaks of intimacy. You have searched me, Lord, and you know me. Not you know about me. Not you know the things I have chosen to tell, but you have known me. You know me. And then notice where he goes, verse 2. You know when I sit. You know when I rise. You perceive my thoughts from afar. He says, you discern my going out and my lying down. You are familiar with all my ways. Which on one hand doesn't seem all that remarkable. Sitting and rising, coming and going, lying down. Perhaps this is at the end of the day. These are rather ordinary, unnoticed sorts of movements. And yet the psalmist tells us, God, he knows, yada, he knows all of it, even before a word is on my tongue. Even before a word is on my tongue, you, Lord, know it completely. Before I say it, before I explain it, before I even know it, you, Lord, know. And there's something beautiful, I think, about that. Right, to be understood even when I don't quite understand myself. To be known even in those spaces I don't yet fully recognize. You, Lord, he says, know it completely. my activity, my sitting and rising, coming and going, my thoughts, right, from afar, my words, even not yet spoken. You, Lord, know it completely. There's something absolutely beautiful about that. And if we are honest, there's also something unsettling. Because to be known means there is nowhere to hide. There's no carefully chosen version of myself. There's no part of my story that I leave unsaid. And maybe that's why these opening words can sound both so beautiful and yet absolutely terrifying. And yet notice it is there. In that very place, the very next words he says, "You hem me in behind and before. You hem me in behind and before, and you lay your hand upon me." Right? Not pushing away, not turning away, not rejecting, not discarding, right? But held. You hem me in and you lay your hand upon me. I am known and I am held. And perhaps that is what makes this knowing too wonderful, right? Too lofty for me to attain. Because the fear, so often the fear beneath the fear of being known is not that someone will know, but it's what happens when they do. Are you with me? The fear beneath the fear is not so much that someone will know, it's what happens when they do. If you knew that part of my story, if you knew what I did yesterday, if you knew the thoughts that I was having, if you knew the stuff that I was truly wrestling with deep inside, right? The question is, would you remain? Would you stay? And it's that very question the psalmist takes with him. Verse 7, "Where can I go from your spirit? Where can I flee from your presence?" And notice the question here. It's not simply, "Where are you, God?" But it's, "Where can I go, God, that you are not? If I go up to the heavens, you are there. If I make my bed in the depths, you are there. If I rise on the wings of the dawn, if I settle on the far side of the sea, even there your hand will guide me. Your right hand will hold me fast." Even there, wherever there may be for you, even there, I am known and I am held. If I say, "Surely the darkness will hide me and the light become night around me," even there, the darkness will not be dark to you. The night will shine like the day, for darkness is as light to you. Right? Even there, in those times when I am feeling ashamed, when I'm feeling scared, when I'm wanting to hide, when I'm afraid of rejection, even there, the psalmist reminds us, even there, we are known and we are held. For you created. What is to say, God's knowing does not begin somewhere along the journey, right? But in the very heartbeat of creation, you created my inmost being. You knit me together in my mother's womb. I praise you because I am fearfully and wonderfully made. Your works are wonderful. I know that full well. My frame was not hidden from you when I was made in the secret place, when I was woven together in the depths of the earth. Your eyes saw my unformed body. All the days ordained for me were written in your book before one of them came to be. How precious. How precious to me are your thoughts, God. How vast is the sum of them. Were I to count them, they would outnumber the grains of sand. When I awake, when I come to the end of my question, I am still with you. Still with you through all of the ordinary and the unnoticed, through all of the unspoken and not yet understood, through all of the hidden and the secret and the unformed. Even there, I am known and I am held. And then, if only you, God, would slay the wicked away from me, you who are bloodthirsty. They speak of you with evil intent. Your adversaries misuse your name. Do I not hate those who hate you, Lord, and abhor those who are in rebellion against you? I have nothing but hatred for them. I count them my enemies. And in some way, what has been so beautiful, even comforting, just turned. Right in the middle of this beautiful prayer. Right? We get anger and hatred and judgment. And maybe we wish the psalmist to just skipped over that part. Maybe you wish the pastor would just turn the page. But remember where we began. You have searched me, and you know me. And perhaps that is what has led the psalmist here. Right? This awareness that even here, I am known, I am searched out, and in that I am known and I am held. Even here, in the anger, in the hatred, in the judgment. And maybe that is why the psalmist doesn't first clean it all up. We don't have to either. We are held. Right here, right now. In this very moment, with whatever it is that we are feeling, thinking, doing, facing, struggling with, wrestling, we are known and we are held. And so we don't have to pretend, right? We don't have to push away those parts of us that we would just as soon forget. Those places we would rather tuck away, keep hidden, right? Even we are known and we are held. And just as we have seen all along, again and again, the Psalms invite us to bring our whole selves into the very presence of God. And so the psalmist here, he returns. And what began as an awareness now becomes the invitation. Search me, O God, and know my heart. Test me and know my anxious thoughts. See if there is any offensive way in me. Right? It's this invitation to bring our whole selves. Our longings, our questions, our doubts, our fears, our hurts, our shame, our uncertainty, our anger, our judgment. This is our invitation to bring our whole selves, all of it, knowing that even there we are known and we are held. And so we pray, search me, God. Right? Show me what I cannot see. reveal in me what maybe I haven't noticed yet, and lead me in the way everlasting. And maybe that's where we leave this journey we began many weeks ago at the beginning of summer. Because these songs were never simply meant to be words on a page. They are prayers to carry with us right into all of our ordinary days. We can think back days we feel rooted and days that we've asked how long. Days we lose our way and days we find ourselves at home. Days we wonder where the time has gone. And days we remember through it all, we are known and we are held. And so as we come to some moments of reflection to sit in the stillness together for a few moments before we rush out of here, maybe we enter these moments just a little bit differently today. I think we simply can come to this moment not needing to hide, not needing to pretend, but simply to be open and to receive. Right? That we are known and that we are held. And so no questions to consider, just an invitation to come into that place together and to pray, God, show me what I cannot see. Reveal in me what I have failed to notice. And lead me, lead us in the way everlasting.